är du har emot sitt huvud. Get your Bibles and invite you to go with us to Psalm 42. Psalm 42. In Psalm 42, the psalmist says, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why thou cast hand on my soul? And why thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, thy soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep, at the noise of thy waters spouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, in my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why do I mourn because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance in my God. That's the 11 verses found in Psalm 42. back in 1800s, in Scotland, there was a preacher, St. George Matheson, tremendous man of God, at such an early age, and God was using him, and he was engaged to be married, trapped up, sickness came, he was in the hospital, diagnosed with a disease that would take his vision away. His fiance left him, feeling broken, so hurt with him. He offered these words up. That in time became a hymn. It said, "Oh love, that will not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. Oh joy, that sleepeth me through pain. I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not in vain. That thorn shall tearless be." He made the statement, "I trace the rainbow through the rain." In the depths of his despair, he said, "I can still see the promise of God for my life." I say to you and I, that none of us are strangers to storms. We all know how violently sometimes storms can come. And we realize that sometimes they shake our whole world. Just the other Thursday, sat with Ronnie while Linda had surgery. And Ronnie asked me, he said, "Did that storm last night, did it wake you up?" I said, "It did." He said, "It seemed like it shook the whole house." I got to thinking, sometimes that hailstorms that seem to do our lives, they seem to shake our whole world, our whole hearts. But I realized that, I believe, as George Matheson, we can trace the rainbow through the rain. I'm going to quickly give you my thoughts today, and I'll be done. I believe that if we only see the storm that brings confusion. I noticed that I believe David, in this psalm, But if you read the words that David has up, a lot of unanswered questions. David in verse 2 says, when? Verse 5, why? Verse 9, why? Verse 11, why? I guarantee you that we all at times have a lot of questions without answers. As a pastor, I have often wondered why a lot of things. I've watched some of the most thankful people that I know suffer some of the hardest things. And often as a pastor, I have sat before the Lord and said, God, why? Why them? Why now? Why are they going through those things? I thought as I studied this, I thought about Job. Job suffered so greatly, suffered as God ever suffered. I believe till Jesus Christ. But Job, they tell us that Job's life, during that suffering, probably was months, possibly even over a year. But not one time did God tell him why. God don't always give us the answers that we desire. David in this psalm talked about things he wished he could do again. David said, I remember going to the holy place. I remember worshiping, but I just can't do it right now like I want to. Thought of these so often are sick and able to come. They say, you know, watching the live stream's good, but it just ain't like being there. That is so right. So true. There's nothing like being in God's house with God's people, worshiping together. I want to say to you today, with a humble heart, don't take it for granted. Don't take being in God's house for granted. There may come a day and you'll say like David, oh, I wish I could go again. I wish I could just sit in the church one more time and worship in the house of God. Oh, there was a lot of questions, confusion in the heart of David. But secondly, I believe that seeing through the storm brings confidence. David tells us in verse 7, deep, calleth to the deep, at the noise of thy waterspouts, all thy waves and thy billows have gone over me. David said, I feel overwhelmed. I feel like the waves just crashing over me. I don't even get to the coast a couple of times. In my life, but it always amazed me how the waves came in one after another. Wave following wave. Sometimes they break around your knees. Sometimes they get pretty high. And they take you under. David said, that's how I feel. Feel like the waves have crashed on me. But what he says in the next verse catches my eyes and my heart. Verse 8, David says, yet the Lord. David said, I feel so overwhelmed. I feel like the waves crashing over me. But he said, yet the Lord. Yet the Lord. I had heard that so many times, especially in the last several years, I've heard people talk about the pain they live with, the hurting they endure, the situations they're dealing with. Over and over I've heard them say, but the Lord's good. But the Lord is faithful. Talking with Kevin yesterday evening, talking about what he's got facing him these next couple of weeks. He said that it's in the Lord's hands, and it's all right. I believe as you see through the storm, confidence grows. Confidence in realizing there's a God on the throne that's able to help. David said in verse 9, I will say unto God, my rock. David is saying he's the solid ground. Instead of the waves taking me under, he said, I've got a rock on which I can stand. He said, my rock. He's my rock. David said, I know he'll work. And he'll do in his time what needs to be done. So realize that all you do is see only the storm. It's going to bring confusion. But if you see through the storm, brings confidence. But lastly, if you see beyond the storm, it brings comfort. Notice verse 5. David said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Says basically the same thing in verse 11. He said, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. David seemed to be saying, but I'm not going to stop here where I'm at. He says, I'm going to keep pressing on. Going to keep moving on. Preacher, what helps you to see behind the storm? That little four-letter word, hope. David said, hope thou in God. That word hope means to wait and to trust. David said, I'm just going to keep waiting and trusting Him. I know it's going to work. Don't know when. Don't know how. But I'm going to trust Him. But I'll be honest with you. I believe David wasn't just thinking of being back in the house of God. I believe David was looking beyond this life. Because he says, I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. That word countenance means face. David said, one day I'm going to praise Him when I see His face. David said, right now I've got a lot of questions. Right now I'm dealing with a lot of sadness and heartaches. But David in hope says, I shall praise Him one day. The idea is that, Lord, maybe right now I can't. I don't wish I could. Maybe right now I'm hurting. But one day I'll be able to praise You. I don't want to praise You. Thank God there's going to come a day when I'll get to worship Him. I don't want to worship Him. Thank God there's going to come a day. False problems will be no more. Sickness will all be gone. Sorrows will be a thing of the past. But joy will reign supreme. You say, what is that, preacher? That's hope. That's hope. Paul said, all we have in Christ is this life. Grow all men most miserable. Why? Because Christians sometimes suffer greatly. But Paul said, there's a better day. There's a better day. Luke says to you and I, Lord, I might be down right now, but You're my rock. in your mystery. And one day, you're going to turn darkness to dawn. You'll turn weeping to joy. One day you'll turn sadness to gladness. You'll come one day and by your grace you'll get there. That's what hope says to my heart today. That's just kind of a shorter version of what I was wanting to share with you. Back a few weeks ago, I came across this thought. And God touched my heart. And I thought, Lord, if you'll let me, somehow, some way, I'd love to share that with the church family. The reason being, sometimes I have a hard time getting out of the very first part of it. Sometimes I struggle seeing through the storm, seeing beyond the storm. Sometimes all I let my eyes get on is why questions and when questions. And Lord, fix this. And Lord, remove that. But what I need to do is see through the storm. That although things are not like I wish they were, He's my rock. He's my strength. He's my fortress. And one day, I'll be able to get beyond the storms and see Him face to face. Oh, wouldn't it be a good day for Him just to come? Wouldn't it be a good time just for Him to say, it's time to get all my children out of this old harsh world, sin-filled world. Bring them home to be with me. What a day. Glorious day that'll be, as they say. Brother David, we young young. There may be somebody here today that you're struggling with a storm. Maybe you want to just bow and say, Lord, help me learn to see you through the storm. And Lord, would you help me that my hope would be real, more real than it's ever been, realizing that there's a better day coming. Don't let my hope grow faint. But Lord, help me to keep a strong hope in you. While we stand, while we sing, there's a need in your heart. Would you come?